So, hi, my name is Laura, and I know some of you, met some of you before, and I think some of you are new. We haven't practiced together before, so all very, very welcome. I chose this topic, natural ease in practice, because it arose out of a conversation with a friend of mine called Ajahn Jitendro. So Ajahn means teacher in the Thai Theravada tradition, and Jitendro is a Pali, is his Pali name. And he's a friend of mine. We used to live in the same monastery many years ago. And about 3 years ago, we taught a retreat together. And before teaching the retreat and preparing for the retreat, I asked him something like, "What, when you tune into practice, what's the most important quality for you?" And I think he paused for a while. And I think he also said it's different things at different times. But in that moment, he just paused and then he said ease. Natural ease. And he, if you know him, some of you may know Ajahn Jitendro, he epitomizes this quality of ease. And it's not because he hasn't been through pain or challenges or difficulty. It's not an ease that's come through things being easy, through conditions being right. Because actually they're rarely just right, aren't they? You know, when we're seeking that moment where things are just not disturbing us. In terms of the conditions we're in or the environment we're in, it's quite rare, isn't it, to have those moments where we're kind of not disturbed. But it's an ease I feel has come through him, through finding ease in the midst of whatever. So not I'm at ease when the noise stops. I'm at ease when the mind shuts up. My sense of him is it's been a journey that's explored the possibility of ease amidst feeling reactive, amidst the experience of pain. There's different quality of ease. And what supports that ease is the kind of effort we make and our attitude towards our experience in the moment. So you can just feel how very often in our lives we have a relationship to effort where it's associated with trying, and usually trying harder in some way, some sort of push in it. There's this sense of not quite enough, or not quite being there or where we should be. So there's this efforting to get to where we may not be consciously aware of an idea of where we should be, but we're operating with some sort of idea of being other, somewhere else other than where we are, as we are right here in this moment. And it's driven by that sense of this is not quite it, it's not quite enough. And that is a kind of idea or perception in the mind that's trying to it's a kind of restlessness and inner activity. So we move towards something and we also reject where we are. And so the effort we make is driven by a kind of trying too hard. It's also driven by an attitude of a subtle evaluation or judgment of where we are. And as we start to notice these in our mind, that we're moving away from this moment, this experience, we start to gradually come home to this moment, come back into our center. So this is what we're going to explore today. What brings this opening? So natural ease is actually not a state we need to create. It's more a state we arrive into. So through the day, we'll be doing some sitting and walking meditation together, be offering some guidance with those practices. And there'll also be some spaces for asking questions. And we'll also be doing some body work. So body work, this body movement is very simple and accessible. Body exercises that kind of lift, bring in energy, lift our energy, and also release tension. And also sort of help us, in a way, connect to our body and become more embodied. So it can be really supportive. Okay. So, in service of this experience of meeting ourselves as we are, let's take some time to do some sitting practice together now. So through the day, I'll just intersperse the, in a way, giving a frame for this practice with actually practicing it. Okay, so take a few moments just to sense into your posture. You take your time with this, kind of just notice how your body's feeling and how you're holding your body, and take a few moments to adjust your cushion. You can even lie down if you want for this practice, if you find that supportive. And please let me know if you maybe just check again that my sound is clear enough for you all. Great. So even without trying to meditate, in a sense, just let yourself sit here for a few moments. Letting your attention to yourself be quite light touch, quite simple. And just lightly noticing, simply sitting here. Doesn't matter if your mind is busy, just sitting in the room. However that is for you right now, being here in this space, just listening to the micro sounds in the room, silence. And the sounds beyond the room. Lightly noticing how you're holding your body, your overall posture, and sensing how you might be holding your body posture in this moment, areas of tension or holding. Seeing what it's like to, in a sense, make space for the way your body is feeling. And to also really find to move and adjust, be more at ease, comfortable. Lightly noticing the general sense of your body. Just noticing what happens with your breathing as you do that. Maybe holding our breath. Maybe it starts to open and flow. Just see how that is for you. Now just connecting to the touch of your body with the floor. Touch of your legs, the chair, the floor, and your feet. The floor and the chair are supporting your weight. Just feeling that support from the ground beneath you. However you're feeling, however your body is, sensing that ground underneath you that you're supported by. Touch of the ground. Doesn't matter if your head is busy. Energy is very used to running upwards. Just noticing that and lightly connecting to this support of the earth, the floor. And imagining a thread rising from the center of the top of your head up to the ceiling above, lightly supporting your upper body. Just feeling that thread running through the center, down into the ground. As you connect with that, slightly adjusting your upper body. Just feeling into a quality of your center, your centeredness. Notice your forward of center and just allowing that your natural coming to center. Feeling awareness or your attentiveness, like a quality of listening, like open, light. Gently listening. Sensing your body overall. Feeling the thread supporting your head and center. Really allowing yourself to quietly change posture if you're in pain. With an attitude of including our experience, feeling, mind state, tension. openness in our heart to how we are. Just notice how your breathing is affected by connecting in this way. Using the body as a touchstone to the present moment, whether it be the touch of the ground, or your hands on your legs, or your breath. Simply sitting in the room, gradually connecting a little more fully to how you are in this moment. We'll practice silently together for 10 more minutes. Feel free to have a stretch. Say a few more words about our practice before we go into the next practice. So I've been suggesting this attitude or this turning towards ourselves with an openness. So coming to Guy House, sitting in this space, there is a kind of openness in a way in the atmosphere or in the environment, in that it's quite simple. Kind of feel affected by that. This quality of not being so externally stimulated by the things in our lives, the things we're holding. So it's like we are giving ourselves some space here. And yet our minds and our bodies are quite used to being stimulated and revved up to a certain extent. And so when we make space, what we may experience inwardly is quite a lot of, or a degree of inner activity. Thoughts, preoccupations, emotions, mind states, the way of being more in touch with our bodies in ways we might have avoided because maybe being in our bodies isn't that comfortable or easy. And so this quality of openness, I really associate with the practice of loving kindness. Because it's receiving, it has a receiving quality. It's like, I often think it's like an open hand. So quite often the gestures on the Buddha statues have an open hand in different postures. Like this, or like this. So I often think it's not really in our power to let go of our things we want to let go of, the uncomfortable things we want to end. But it is in our power to allow things, to explore the possibility of allowing the experience we're having. So when we come on retreat, there's this process of transition from the busyness to the settling. And as we acknowledge, allow, open to the experience we're having, that in itself has a settling effect. It takes us connecting, coming a little closer to that experience of maybe contraction in the body or the busy mind. So it's a little bit like shifting from our usual view of ourselves or the states we're in, our usual, oh, here it is again, or, you know, the familiar way of relating to ourselves, to in the space of the simplicity, just checking out, well, what's this like right now? Like, what's this particular mind state that I'm experiencing? How am I feeling that? What does the busy mind feel like? Or the tired, or the full mind, or the holding in the body? Just like a gentle meeting and connecting. Something maybe familiar, but right now it's a new meeting.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.